Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Southern Congregation, I was on the 12th Hour, in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is September 7, 2016, or it's Tishri 7, 2020, with our first service today with a song entitled Pearly White City. There's a holy and beautiful city whose welfare and ruler is Lord. And saw it descending from heaven when Patmos in exile he trod. His high massive wall is of jasper. The city itself is pure of gold, and when my flow can hear is folded, my heart shall its glory behold. In that bright city, pearly white city, I'll have a mansion and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting and longing for the white city and soul coming down. No sin is allowed in that city, and nothing defiling of me. No pain and no sickness can enter, no crape on the doorknob is seen. Her sorrows and tears are forgotten, no tempter is there to earth nigh. No parting words ever are spoken, there's nothing to hurt and destroy. In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a heart, and a crown. I'm watching, waiting and longing for the white city and soul coming down. No heartaches are known in that city, no tears ever moisten the heart. No disappointment in heaven, no envy and strife in the sky. The saints are all sanctified holy, they live in sweet harmony there. My heart is not set on a city, and someday his blessings I'll share. In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a heart, and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting and longing for the white city and soul coming down. My loved ones are gathering yonder, my friends who are passing away, and soon I shall join the bright number and fill in eternity's day. We're safe now in glory with Yeshua. The trials and battles are past. They overcome sin and the tempter. The every self-city of life. In every city, holy heart city, I have a mansion, a heart, and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting, and longing for the white city and storm coming down. Antitypical Cyrus Donald Trump. We're going to start that with our first scripture reading will be taken from 2 Chronicles 36:22. It says, "Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Yahweh spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth hath Yahweh Elohim of the heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all the people? The Yahweh, his Elohim, be with him, and let him go up." Now, as I read these scriptures, fast forward them down to now, because we're talking about the living modern-day Cyrus, Donald Trump. And I just read on the news yesterday, Donald Trump said, if he doesn't win the election, Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. But if he wins the election, he's going to help the leaders over there clean out Jerusalem and rebuild Jerusalem. And that's his latest statement. So now, what is that? So when we read these scriptures back there about the living of typical Cyrus, just fast forward them to now, and because this is what Yahweh is identically going to repeat with this antitypical Cyrus Donald Trump. Ezra 1:1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of the Jeremiah might be fulfilled, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying. Now, he says, verse 2, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Yahweh Elohim of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Now, folks, we have every evidence in the prophecies to show that old Jerusalem over there is going to be cleaned out. We have the prophecy in Zechariah talks about the horns of the Gentiles and the four carpenters that's going to come in. The horns of the Gentiles are going to drive out Gentiles, the four carpenters, which are Gentiles, are going to go in and rebuild Jerusalem. We're going to give that to you in Zechariah here. But not right at the moment. Let's continue reading about Donald Trump and typical Cyrus. Ezra chapter 1, verse 7. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods. Okay, it says Ezra 1:8. Even those did Cyrus, king of Persia, bring forth by the hand of Mithridat, the treasurer, and number them unto Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. Ezra chapter 3, verse 7. They gave money also unto the masons and to the carpenters, and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon and unto them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon unto the sea of Joppa, according unto the grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia. Ezra 4:3. But Zerubbabel, now keep in mind, Zerubbabel is the governor of Judea. He's with the captives there in Babylon, that is just about to be released by Cyrus and Joshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel. Okay. Said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our Elohim, but we ourselves together will build unto the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, as king of Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. So now, this is going to be done again. Just read the other day where the Orthodox Jews, they got everything planned to rebuild, to build the third temple. They've got it all laid out. They're just waiting to get the Dome of the Rock cleared out so they can eliminate that Dome of the Rock which the Muslims have dedicated to Mecca for them. And it don't belong there. It's about 150 yards down from David's sepulcher, where the temple sit, and that's where the temple is to be rebuilt. Okay, but the thing is, it's going to be rebuilt all right, but there's going to be a reshaping of the land, and it says so there in the prophecy of Ezekiel 48. It says so. The last few verses of Ezekiel 48 is a prophecy about the rebuilding of that temple, but it's going to be adjacent to the old city. So you're in for a treat, folks. Fasten the seatbelt. Ezra 4:5. And hard counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Now, what's going on right now? Donald Trump is campaigning for the president of the United States. And those that are against him represents these people that came up against Zerubbabel and Nehemiah and Ezra when they were sent by Cyrus back to rebuild the temple. It says the opposing side, which is in the land of Israel and Judah, they didn't like it, Judah coming back from captivity, Cyrus sending them back, financing their way. And they said they hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose. Well, Donald Trump and his campaign people, the opposing side is the Democratic liberal side, and they have thousands of counselors that they've hired against Donald Trump to frustrate his purpose. And the purpose of what he's got planned, especially for the going back and rebuilding Jerusalem. That's one thing they don't want. And if Donald Trump said, if I don't win the election, Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. Well, he made a prophecy there. For it says in Ezra 4:5, and hard counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus. Okay, all the days of Donald Trump now, there's going to be counselors hired against them to frustrate his program to direct the rebuilding of Jerusalem. But it's not going to do him any good. He's the king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. As soon as Cyrus overthrew Babylon, though, he became the king of Babylon. Ezra 5:13. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus, made a decree to build this house of Yahweh. So Donald Trump, when he becomes president, he's going to make a decree to build this house of Yahweh. I know the other side has got plans to frustrate all that and to keep it from happening, even keep him from becoming president. Ezra 5:14, and the vessels also of gold and silver and of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon. And those that Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon. Okay, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor. So who's in charge of all those temple artifacts in Jerusalem today? The Muslims. Jordan, next door neighbor, supposed to be the gatekeeper for Israel. Yeah, they're the gatekeeper, all right. They've confiscated all of the vessels out of the temple of Yahweh. They're in charge of them. Donald Trump is going to retrieve those and restore them back to their proper place. Ezra 5:17. Now therefore, if it seemed good to the king that there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon. Alright, now where is Babylon at today? I'm fixing to show you when I'm going to do the last part of this sermon with Isaiah 45. I spent 6 hours yesterday on Isaiah chapter 45, delineating. Oh, it was pretty awesome. I'm sending this out to the world. I'm sending it out to the main news media and so forth. It's quite a project. I'm going to put it on this study here if I can. Which is there at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus, the king, to build this house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. So the decree has already been made. The decree is right there in the scriptures. It's in prophecy. And so this is the type I'm reading to you. Donald Trump's going to fulfill the antitype of this because the decree has already been written in the prophecy, even 100 years before the typical Cyrus is born. So likewise today, 100 years before the antitypical Cyrus is born, this decree stands for that very purpose. Donald Trump is to receive the order from this decree. Matter of fact, this is an order. This is an order from heaven. It can't be subverted. It can't be changed. It can't be stopped. Ezra 6:3. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king made a decree concerning the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem. And Donald Trump says as soon as he gets in, he'll be president starting January. 2017, he said his first order of the day is he's going to give an order to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. So he said that. So in the first year of Cyrus, the king, see? So in the first year of antitypical Cyrus, Donald Trump, the same thing is going to happen. He's going to make a decree concerning the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem. And he has the personal money to do it. If the Congress and them, the Senate don't vote him the money to do it with, he's got his own money. And the type and the prophecy shows that Cyrus took his own money and did that. Donald Trump's got his own money, not only that, but he's got billions of dollars that has already been donated to his treasure chest from his friends and from the people that support him. So he can take that money himself. He don't have to have nothing from the government to do this. That's what the prophecy shows. Let the house be builded, the place where they offer sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 70 cubits. Ezra 6:14. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the Yahweh of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Okay, this is over a period of quite a few years though, when we're dealing with Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes in this restoration. This is over a period of about at least 20 years. From 535 B.C. to 515 B.C. Okay. So it says, Isaiah 44:28, that saith the Sabbath, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying unto Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and unto the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. So anytime I read the name Sabbath, just put Donald Trump in the place of it and say this is a prophecy that is now unfolding to be fulfilled right before our very eyes. Isaiah 45:1. Okay, now let's read that. Thus says Yahweh unto his anointed, unto Sabbath, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before them him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Alright. I'm going to go ahead and read the rest of the scriptures that has Cyrus in it, then I'm going to come back to Isaiah 45 and do the whole chapter. Daniel 1:21. And Daniel continued even into the first year of King Cyrus. Alright. So we have Daniel's prophecy now. That's in here, the first year of Donald Trump's administration will be taken up also with Daniel's prophecy of Daniel chapter 1 verse 21. And Daniel continued even to the first year of King Cyrus. So Daniel and the revelations are going to play a very important role in this prophecy concerning Cyrus. Daniel 6:28. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So, Darius, Cyrus's number one general that led his armies with Cyrus. Cyrus also led his army, him and Darius. Matter of fact, Cyrus got killed in battle, in one of those battles, after he overthrew Babylon and accomplished the mission. So, we don't know what's up there for the future for antitypical Cyrus. We don't know. But I do know that the prophecies will be fulfilled where Jerusalem will be rebuilt by this man, antitypical Cyrus. Daniel 10:1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Now do you get this? Daniel 10:1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel. Now in the third year of Donald Trump's reign, there's going to be a prophecy here in Daniel is going to be opened up. Okay, so that prophecy probably about 2020. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Okay, this is so interesting. Okay, let's go back now to Isaiah chapter 45, and I'm going to pull up now my compilation that I spent 6 hours on yesterday. And I started at the 2 o'clock, the ninth hour of the day, yesterday, at the sacred hour of worship. I got about the beginning of the sacred hour. I started on this Isaiah 45, 1 through 25 verses. And about 6 hours later, I had pretty well finished it. Isaiah 45, verse 1. Thus saith Yahweh unto his anointed, parentheses, even unto Cyrus, Donald Trump, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations for the subduing of the nations before him. Donald Trump, antitypical Cyrus, and I will loose the loins of the kings parentheses, 10 kings, 10 horns, Revelation 17:12, including all of the independent rulers of the nations of the world, for the number 10 means universal in the Bible numerology. To open before him, for the opening before him, Donald Trump, and a typical size, the two leaved gates, parentheses, at the White House, Washington, D.C., 2017, and the gates shall not be shut until I have vanquished the antitypical king of Babylon, Barack Hussein Obama, antitypical king of the mystery Babylon, Belshazzar, and Barack Obama is antitypical Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, the night that Cyrus went in and overthrew him. President of the modern-day Babylon with his headquarters at the Washington, D.C., with 1,000 lords and everything that was alive that night in the palace of the Babylon except Daniel. Isaiah 45:2. I will go before thee, Donald Trump, and a typical side, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Isaiah 45:3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of the secret places, parentheses, where the secret billions are stored that the Illuminati shadow government with their one-man ruler controls. That thou mayest know that I, the Yahweh, which call thee by thy name, Donald Trump, am the Yahweh, father, ruler of Israel. Now, I've got a subtitle here, for the one-man world ruler, Adolfo Nicholas, as the Black Pope, is the president of the world. As the superior general of the Society of the Jesus, diabolical plan for a new world order. For the Jesuits control the Knights Templar, Knights of Columbus, and the Knights of Malta, parentheses, for the president of the vice operation for the Black Pope Jesuits, is none other but your Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, is a Jesuit, Vatican insider, and is a member of the Knights of Malta, as well as a secret controller of the CIA, FBI, NSA, ASIO, M15, M16, NCIS, FSB, DGSE, and the Mossad, CIA of Israel, and every intelligence agency in the world are Masonic and controlled by the Jesuits, and Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States, that is the President of the Vice Operation of our government. Vice means racketeering. Joe Biden is the secret one in charge, and I'll read it again. Here's what he's secretly in charge of. Vatican insider, and is a member of the Knights of Malta, as well as a secret he's a secret controller of the CIA, FBI, NSA, ASIO, M15, M16, NCIS, FSB, DGSE, Mossad, the CIA of Israel, and every intelligence agency in the world. That's for Joe Biden is a secret controller, the hidden one, that's in charge of all that. Are Masonic and controlled by the Jesuits. And Joe Biden is a 33rd degree Mason Jesuit trained. For the Jesuits have infiltrated all governments and leaders like the Obama, Rudd, Blair, Gentile, Sarkozy, Perez, once president of the Israel, are only puppets that carry out Jesuit orders. Once again, as a reminder that the Joe Biden vice president, vice a vice racketeering president of the U.S. and is a Jesuit Vatican insider and is a member of the Knights of Malta that incorporate and rule over all the secret societies of the occult world, starting with the largest group, Skull and Bones, Carlyle groups with the Bush and John Kerry family as the members, Clinton's, George Soros, and secret brotherhood of the Muslim ISIS families, with the many more nations, example China, Mexico, Japan, with all the 31 plus Euro nations, with the UK, island nations of the British Empire, with the three royal cities as the three independent nations within a nation, where they are found, number one, Vatican, Italy, number two, London, England, and number three, Washington, D.C., as the second Vatican, also headquarters of the woman with the mystery Babylon written across her forehead resides, Revelation 17:5, read Revelation chapter 17, 18, and 19, and that woman with the mystery Babylon written across her forehead is represented by Hillary Clinton. Okay, so whenever and wherever the pronoun her is found in Revelation 17, 18, and 19, perfectly describes the Bill and Hillary Clinton's conduct for the past 40 plus years, for the Hillary Clinton lives in Washington, D.C., and for good reason, for she plans to sit in the seat of power in the Oval Office at the White House 2017. That is, if she doesn't cough her head off before she gets there. For she says she sits as a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Revelation 18:7. And then I'm going to quote that Revelation 18:7 full. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. This is Hillary Clinton. Okay, Isaiah 45:4. For Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name, Donald Trump, antithetical side. For I have surnamed thee before I created you, Donald Trump, though thou hast not known me, Eliyahu. Two parts of the Father's name, Eliah and Yahu, with the seven letters, meaning complete. English shortened to Elijah, for the Elijah's true spelling of his name in the Hebrew is Eliyahu, for the Elijah came from the Gilead as a Tishbite with no pedigree, and he appeared in the palace of the king Ahab, unannounced, with two parts of the father's name, Eliyahu. Isaiah 45:5. I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Yahweh beside me. I girded thee, Donald Trump, antitypical shy, so thou hast not known me. And true, Donald Trump, he hasn't truly known the Father. He hasn't truly known him. But he is getting very well acquainted with him because his daughter, Ivanka, is converted to Judaism. She married a Jewish fellow. And Donald Trump's son-in-law is Jewish, and Donald Trump has come out and said, I accept the Sabbath, and I believe in the feast days. He said, accepted the truth of what Judah teaches. And so he's got a rabbi in his corner now also. And Donald Trump is worshiping secretly with his daughter. But they're not publishing any of that, and her husband, and their rabbi. Isaiah 45:6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. And I'm going to put Isaiah 45:7. I, Eliyahu, from the light, I create the darkness. I make peace, and I create the evil. I, the Eliyahu, do all these things. And I should put, where he says, I create the evil, I should put Proverbs 16:4 there. That would go very nicely. I'll go ahead and read it to you, if I can get to it quickly. It says that the Yahweh hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. So that goes there. When I go back and re-edit my writing here, I will make some more additions to what I have already written. Isaiah 45:6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. Okay. Let's do that Isaiah 45:7 again. I, the Eliyahu, form the light and create the darkness. I make peace and I create the evil. I, the Eliyahu, do all these things. Isaiah 45:8. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, that the earth in prophecy identifies USA as the proper location for the fulfillment of this prophecy. In Isaiah 45, open and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Yahweh, have created it. Now, I would also like to make mention that Hillary Clinton's daughter Chelsea is also married to a Jewish fellow. Quite a paradox there. All right, let's go back to Isaiah 45:9. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay, which now the clay in the Bible represents the house of Israel. Shall the clay house of Israel say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou, or thy work, he hath no hand? Isaiah 45:10. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Verse 11, thus saith Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Isaiah 45:12. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have searched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Now pay a close attention to verse 13. I have raised him, Donald Trump, antithetical Cyrus, up in righteousness. Okay, so now Yahweh says, I have raised him up in righteousness. And if Donald Trump wasn't connected to the Jewish synagogue there in New York through his daughter that has completely, totally converted to Judaism and married a Jewish fellow, and they ate kosher foods, they eat nothing but clean foods, they're very strict on that. And Donald Trump approves of all of it, and matter of fact, he's worshiping with them. And I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, neither for price nor reward, saith Yahweh of hosts. And you know who those captives are? They're the antitypical house of Judah, tribe of Judah, house of David. And that's the house that I'm in charge of, the house of David. Yahweh told me this yesterday and today. He said, you get yourself completely whole, health-wise, and everywhere. I'll put my healing hand on you, and I will make you to be ruler over all the nations. So now once Donald Trump sets the house of David, tribe of Judah, free here in this country, then it says in Zechariah 14:14, when they have that battle over, that Judah shall also fight at Jerusalem. But Judah starts here in this country. Okay, so now where is Jerusalem at here? Jerusalem is raised up right here in Texas, right here in Liberty Hill, Texas, where we're raising up the modern day and typical Jerusalem in the Western Hemisphere. So we're going to have a very interesting time, because this is where all the battles that are going to take place when Donald Trump goes to overthrow Babylon, which is headquarters is at Washington, D.C. So all the fulfillment of these prophecies for the latter day starts right here in the United States. Alright, Isaiah 45:14. Thus saith Yahweh, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely Yahweh is in thee, and there is none else. There is no Yahweh. Isaiah 45:15. Verily, thou art a Yahweh that hideth thyself, O Yahweh of Israel, the Savior. Okay, let's look at that again. Verily, thou art a Yahweh that hideth thyself. Oh, actually, this is the Son, Yahshua. So let's do that again. Verily, thou art a King, Savior, Yahshua. That hideth thyself, O Yahshua, King of Israel, the Savior. Okay. Isaiah 45:16. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. Yeah, that's talking about this whole governmental hierarchy that's running our government here in the United States today, and all the governments of the world that the Jesuits are in charge of, the Black Pope Adolfo Nicholas. He's in charge of all secret societies and all occult societies. He's in charge of the whole world, of the evil societies of the whole world. So it says, they shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them, not just part of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. So where are they going to meet to go to confusion together? They're going to meet at a secret meeting place like the Illuminati has met this with the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergers. They meet every year in a secret place. Well, I'm not in a secret place. It's announced where they're going to meet, but they don't let anything, they don't let no press in, they don't have no recorders, they don't have nothing. They don't even trust each other when they meet. They just come and they don't allow cameras, pictures, or anything to be taken. I don't believe. But anyway, they're going to be meeting together to try to figure out how to defeat this Donald Trump and the House of David and the tribe of Judah. Okay, when this war takes place. And go read Zechariah 14 to see what's going to happen to them. Yahweh's going to punish them, put a plague on them, those that come against the roof from the battle. It's where they're going to meet their Waterloo. Isaiah 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in the Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end. Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith Yahweh that created the heavens, Yahweh himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Yahweh and there is none else. Isaiah 45:19. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, house of David, tribe of Judah, seek me in vain. I, the Yahweh, speak righteously. I declare things that are right. Isaiah 45:20. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nation. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto Yahweh that cannot save. Isaiah 45:21. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Yahweh, and there is no Yahweh else beside me? A just Yahweh and a Savior, there is none beside me. Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. Isaiah 45:23. I have sworn by myself. The word is going out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Isaiah 45:24. Surely shall one say unto Yahweh, have I righteousness and strength? Even unto him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Isaiah 45:25. And the Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. All right. That's the end of Isaiah chapter 45. Okay, that closes out chapter 45 of Isaiah. Let's now go to back to 2 Chronicles chapter 36. And let's start with the first verse. It says, then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's stead in Jerusalem. And Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And the king of Egypt put him down at Jerusalem and condemned the land in 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim, his brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem, and turned his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz, his brother, and carried him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh's Elohim. 2 Chronicles 36:6. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in fetters to carry him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried the vessels of the house of Yahweh to Babylon and put them in his temple at Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and his abominations which he did, and that which was found in him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did that which is evil in the sight of Yahweh. And when the year was expired, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and brought him to Babylon with the goodly vessels of the house of Yahweh, and made Zedekiah, his brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 120 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh's Elohim, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of the Yahweh. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by Yahweh, but he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart from turning unto the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen and fled the house of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. And the Yahweh Elohim of their father sent unto them by his messengers, rising up 3 times and sinning, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messenger of Yahweh and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people till there was no remedy. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldeans, who slew their young men with the sword and in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand. And all the vessels of the house of Yahweh, great and small, and the treasure of the house of Yahweh, and the treasure of the king, and of his princes, all of these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of Yahweh, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. Verse 20, 2 Chronicles 36. And them that escaped from the sword carried he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the king of Persia. Okay, verse 21. To fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath, for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. That's 70 years. Verse 22. 2 Chronicles 36. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, verse 23, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth hath Yahweh Elohim of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? Yahweh Elohim be with him, and let him go up. Now, I want to read to you now from the Wikipedia there on the computer about Cyrus. Now, Cyrus reigned from about 600. No, I mean, he was birth, I guess. Anyway, Cyrus reigned from 600 or 576 to 530 B.C. Judah was released from their captivity by Cyrus in 535 B.C. So Cyrus reigned 5 years after he delivered Judah back to their homeland to rebuild it, back to Jerusalem to rebuild it in 535. So he lived 5 more years. Okay, commonly known as Cyrus the Great and also called Cyrus the Elder by the Greeks, was the founder of the Achaemenid Empire. Under his rule, the empire embraced all the previous civilized states of the ancient Near East, expanded vastly, and eventually conquered most of the Southwest Asia and much of the Central Asia and the Caucasus from the Mediterranean Sea and Hellespont in the west to the Indus River in the east. Cyrus the Great created the largest empire the world had yet seen. Under his successors, the empire eventually stretched at its maximum extent from parts of the Balkans, Bulgaria, Paeonia, and Thrace, Macedonia, and Eastern Europe proper in the west to the Indus Valley in the east. His legal titles in full were the Great King, King of Persia, King of Anshan, King of Media, King of Babylon, King of Sumer, and Arcad, and King of the Four Corners of the World. All right, now you see where Donald Trump is going to reign now? This is a type, folks. This is laid down in type. And what does it say in Ecclesiastes? In Ecclesiastes 3:15, it says, that which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and Yahweh requireth that which is past. Now, let's go to Ecclesiastes 1:9. The thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. So, folks, now let's go to, I believe it's 2 Peter 1:19. 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of the prophecy, whereunto ye do well to take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of Elohim spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Let's continue now from the Wikipedia, Romans paragraph 2, of Cyrus the Great. The reign of Cyrus the Great lasted between 29 and 31 years. Cyrus built his empire by conquering first the Median Empire, then the Lydian Empire, and eventually the Neo-Babylonian Empire. Either before or after Babylon, he led an expedition into Central Asia, which resulted in major campaigns. that were described as having brought into subjection every nation without exception. Cyrus did not venture into Egypt, as he himself died in battle fighting the Massagetae along the Sara Darya in December of 530 B.C. So, he delivered the children of Judah in 535 B.C. And he died 5 years later. He was succeeded by his son Cambyses II, who managed to add to the empire by conquering Egypt, Nubia, and Cyrenaica during his short rule. Well, Donald Trump has two good sons. He has a son about 38 and about 32 years old now, and no doubt his eldest son will succeed him because he is a proven vessel. He's already proven himself that he's capable, and along with his second son. Okay, I believe his second son is Eric. Alright. And I believe that Donald Trump's first son is Donald Jr., I believe. Cyrus had great respect for the customs and religions of the land he conquered. It is said that in universal history, the role of the Achaemenid Empire founded by Cyrus lies in a very successful model for centralized administration and establishing a government working to the advantage and profits of its subjects. In fact, the administration of the empire through satraps and the vital principle of forming a government of Pasargadaea were the works of Cyrus. What is sometimes referred to as the Edict of Restoration, according unto two edicts described in the Bible as being made by Cyrus the Great, left a lasting legacy on the Jewish religion, where because of his policies in Babylonia, he is referred to by the Jewish Bible as the Messiah, lit, his anointed one, Isaiah 45:1, and is the only non-Jew to be called so. So said the Yahweh unto his anointed one to Cyrus, Isaiah 45:1-7. Cyrus the Great is also well recognized for his achievement in human rights, politics, and military strategy. And Donald Trump has already showed himself to be very much abreast of all of these activities of the human rights and politics and military strategy, as well as his influence on both Eastern and Western civilization. They said the whole Eastern civilization is watching Donald Trump every day. Having originated from Persia, roughly corresponding to the modern Iranian province of Fars, Cyrus has played a crucial role in identifying the national identity of modern Iran. Cyrus, and indeed the Achaemenid influence in the ancient world, also extended as far as Athens, where many Athenians adopted aspects of the Achaemenid Persian culture as their own in a reciprocal cultural exchange. Now, what is this? I'll just read to you here. It says Cyrus, had played a crucial role in defining the national identity of modern Iran. Now, what did Obama do? He went to Iran and he gave them the nuclear bomb. He opened it up and released $150 billion. And there was about a 1,500-page book written on it, and nobody in the Congress or Senate read it. Donald Trump says, I have read every word of it. He said, I know the state of Iran better than any of you in politics know, any of you in government know. He said, I got the book and I read every word of it. He said, I absorbed every word of it. So the modern day Cyrus, antitypical Cyrus Donald Trump, he's repeating exactly what the Cyrus of old did. He was roughly, Cyrus of old, that having originated, Cyrus has played a crucial role, antitypical Donald Trump has played a crucial role in defining the national identity of modern Iran today, because he gave the true identity of Iran, and boy, I mean, Obama and the rest of them, they hated him. And Iran hated him for it today. And they got him on the assassination list because of that. All right. This brings us to the close of our study. This is our contact. This is the 11th hour call. And it's number 11. Click on our audio archives to hear this message. And more, let us close now with a song. In the 1970s, the Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, identified his famous proclamation inscribed onto the Cyrus cylinder as the oldest known declaration of human rights. And Donald Trump is your number one champion of human rights today in his campaign. And the cylinder has since been popularized as such. This view has been criticized by some historians as a misunderstanding of the cylinder's generic nature as a traditional statement that new monarchs make at the beginning of their reign. This is what Donald Trump does. The first thing he makes is he makes his position known on human rights. That's the first thing he does. When he started his campaign over a year ago, in 2015, I guess it was, the latter part of 15, all through the year of 2016, he has made his campaign issues human rights first and foremost. This brings a close to our study. This is our contact at the 11th hour call. We're going to close now with a song. Battle Hymn of Republic. Monarchs have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling at the vantage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. This day is marching home. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have built in him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his rightful sentence by a dim and flaring lamp. This day is marching home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him, the jubilant, my feet. For Yahshua is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Zion is marching on. Beauty of the lilies, Yahshua was born across the sea, with the glory in his being that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. For Yahshua is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. For Yahshua is marching on.